Hi there. Hey, today let's talk about writer's block. Have you ever sat in front of your computer because you want to write a blog post or send an email or a newsletter to your subscribers or even to create a video like this one, but your mind is a blank? You have no idea what you want to write about or talk about. Well, if you want a solution for that, I have a really cool idea for you that I'm sharing today. And it involves tapping into the expertise of people who make a living out of creating content. And not just any content, but creating content consistently and content that's so good that people pay for it. I'll tell you all about that in just a minute. My name is Lexi Rodrigo. I am a content marketing manager, copywriter, and consultant, and a lifelong learner. And I love to share what I learn with folks like you who are following me online. So welcome. And since you're watching this, say hello in the comments so that I know you're there. Even if you're watching the recording, I always go back to check out the comments. Okay? Oh, and by the way, before we proceed, just a few reminders. Very important to get the most out of this video presentation. Turn your audio on. Click on the icon in the corner of this video. Get a pen and paper because you want to remember the things that we will cover today. And can we make a deal? If you find this video helpful, please do share it with your family and friends all over the internet. And finally, at any point during the presentation, type your question in the comments. Even if you're watching, the recording, do type your questions. I will get to them at the end of the presentation. And even when you're watching the recording, I will go back and check out and see if there are any questions that haven't been addressed. Okay, so are you ready to move on? What is this little known source of topic ideas that I'm talking about? Well, I'm talking about magazines. Have you noticed that even though the internet is so accessible, we can get information, right? Information is on our fingertips. Thanks to the internet, magazines have not died. They're still around. And there's a magazine for almost every topic that you can think of. In fact, one of the things that I like to do is to browse magazines that are on the magazine shelf in my local bookstore just to check out all the obscure topics. So whether you're in parenting, sports, lifestyle, arts and crafts, business, technology, whatever industry you're in, there's probably at least one or a handful of magazines in your industry. So magazines are a really great source of inspiration for us content creators, because magazines are created involving publishers, writers, and editors. There's a lot of talent that goes into publishing a magazine, and they have to sell the magazines to both readers and advertisers. So their content needs to be compelling, right? They need to attract readers so that they can in turn attract advertisers. So do you think you and I can learn a thing or two about content creation from the people that create magazines? Absolutely, yes. So how do you get content inspiration from magazines? First of all, find out which magazines are popular in your industry. Which magazines are your audience members reading and subscribing to? Now, if you have been entrenched in your industry for some amount of time, you are probably subscribed to at least one or more of these magazines yourself. I remember when my children were young, I had subscriptions to a number of parenting magazines. And then there was a time when before I got married, actually, when I subscribed to fashion magazines. And then at some point, after being a wife and a mother, I subscribed to cooking magazines. So you probably know which magazines are popular in your industry. But if not, or if you want to explore and discover other magazines, then there's a way to do that. I already mentioned going to your local bookstore and just browsing the magazine racks there to look for magazines in your industry. But if you don't want to leave the house, there's a source, an online source that I really like exploring as well. And that is the website called magazines.com. So let me show you what that looks like. And actually, I just want to... Is it magazines.com or magazine? I believe it's magazines.com. So this is the home homepage of magazines.com. And you can just browse this, you know, to find specific topics. Then you can type your keyword in the search box. And it will let you know what magazines are available around that topic. So for today, let's just use the example of parenting, because I know there's a lot of magazines on parenting. So you will see different, like there's Working Mother, Family Circle, there's magazines for children, magazines around just family fun, Family Tree, even pediatrics for parents. So some of these are really very specific. Look at this, military spouse. Like, did you know that there was a magazine for military spouses? Of course, pregnancy, childbirth. There's a magazine for autism. The green parent. So if you're in the eco-friendly space, okay, you can find a magazine for different types of audiences. And there's even Gurgle, which is a very cute magazine title, but I have no idea what that is about. So you can find more magazines for your industry this way, or you can just Google, of course, your industry plus magazine and find new magazines that way. All right, so now that you've identified at least one or several magazines in your industry, what do you do next? The next step is to find out what topics these magazines are going to be publishing in the future. Now, here in magazines.com, you can see the cover of the latest, edition of the magazine, and that can give you an idea of what topics they're currently covering. So that in itself is useful, because you can get inspiration for topic ideas from the current covers or past covers of magazines. But what's even more fun is finding out what's coming up in the months ahead. Now, with these magazines, they actually plan their editorial content months at a time. And I think it's even up to 12 months in advance. So for example, right now, we can find out what to expect from a specific magazine up to, let's say, December this year. And the way to do this is by getting your hands on the magazine's media kit. All right. Now, so of course, the next question is, how do you do that? Well, first of all, let me explain what a media kit is. A media kit is an information packet that publishers prepare for potential advertisers. So this is prepared to attract advertisers. You will get information in the media kit about how many people they reach, how many readers they have, what are the demographics of their readers, such as, you know, age, gender, geographical location, and sometimes they have other information as well like what are the interests of their readers, and also a description of the publication. What is the publication about? Sometimes it talks about what are its philosophies, what kinds of audience it attracts. And all of that can be helpful for you too. So now a final element that you will find in a media kit is the list of future topics of that particular publication or their editorial calendar. Now that is the information that you want to get hold of if you're looking for inspiration for topic ideas. So how do you find or get a copy of a particular magazine's media kit? Simple. The answer is simple. Google to the rescue. So you Google the title of the magazine plus media kit. So it's that easy. So for example, I typed Parenting Magazine Media Kit, and the first result is Parents Magazine Media Kit. So let's see what we find there. So I'm clicking on Parents Magazine Media Kit, and this is what I'm seeing. All right. So here we have a description of the magazine. Parents helps busy moms navigate the uncharted waters of parenthood. So we know that this magazine is for busy moms. So these are moms who probably have jobs, or they do other things outside of the house, right? But even if they stay home, they're still busy just by the fact that they're parents, they're moms. So each month we offer trusted content with a familiar, understanding voice. So here we get what is the voice of this magazine, what is the slant or the approach. We empower today's parents to make the best decisions for their families. Parents covers the bright threads in the fabric of our readers' lives, highlighting moments big and small and celebrating the joy of raising healthy, happy kids. So when you read this, you can get a sense of whether this magazine aligns with your audience as well, or even a sense of how you can describe your own audience and the slant of your own content. All right, so now we want to see the editorial calendar. And so I'm going to editorial calendar. And let's see if we can find out which topics are going to be covered in future issues of Parents Magazine. All right, let me just move some stuff around. So yeah, so what we're finding here is their 2018 editorial calendar for each month of the year. So I'm recording this video in April 2018. So these are the current topics for the April issue, and coming up in May, Moms Are Changing the World. Kids, trusting your instincts about your child's mental health. So it's mental health. Find your child's nap routine, finish line school lunches, parenting while you're sick at home, mini firming stroller moves. For beauty, we have skin and sun safety, mom, the unexpected win, home, the best tech and smart home finds for families, and so on and so forth. Now, as you can see, they also have different categories of topics. Now, that can also inspire you in terms of identifying categories, for example, for your blog, right? So these are all the different bigger categories of topics that you could be covering if, let's say, you were in the parenting space. Now, what do we do with this knowledge, knowing that these are the topics that are coming up in this particular magazine? Well, sure, you could, I guess, copy the entire topic and create your own content around that topic. But I think a better way is just to get inspiration from it rather than directly getting the exact topic yourself. For example, going back here, let's say mental health. Given your platform and your audience, what could you write or talk about in terms of child mental health. Okay? So you don't have to create content around this particular topic about trusting your instincts about your child's mental health. Maybe you could talk instead or write instead about what are the common signs that parents should look for to let them know whether their child has mental health issues or not. Or you could even zero in on a specific mental health issue, such as anxiety or depression or whatever else in children, right? Now, the other value of checking out magazines is also if you're thinking and of how to write your headline and you're just drawing a blank again, because headlines can be difficult to write and sometimes we get in a rut in terms of headline writing wherein all our headlines are starting to sound the same, right? So these are not necessarily the final headlines of the articles, I'm thinking. Now, if you're looking for headline ideas, a better way to get that would be to look at the covers of the magazines, right? Let's check out another magazine here. For example, let's look at Men's Health magazine, switching to a different topic now, a different industry altogether. So Men's Health magazine, if you look at the current cover, you can get an idea for headlines. For example, Big League Biceps or 30 Red Hot Sex Secrets, Lose Your Belly Fast, Going, Going, Gone. So it's important to pay attention to these headlines because publishers are counting on these headlines to sell the magazine, right? If I'm not a subscriber yet, and I just happen to be looking at magazines and thinking, which one am I gonna buy? These headlines are essentially, ultimately, what's gonna make me buy a particular magazine. So editors and publishers and writers, they work hard on these headlines because their income depends on it. Okay, so you can take a headline and massage it, you know, tweak it to make it your own, right? To make it relevant or aligned with your particular topic. All right, so I've shown you how to identify the top magazines in your market, how to find the editorial calendar of these magazines, and what to do when you find their editorial calendar, their media kits. All right, so now my question to you is, do you have any questions about what I just shared with you? So that is how you can use magazines to get topic ideas for your content, to get headline ideas, and even to get a better understanding of the audiences out there. Now, do you have any questions? Or did I just explain it really, really well? Now, if you're watching, say hello so I know you're there. Hello, hello, who's watching? And do you have any questions? Now, what if you're in an industry that is so obscure and you can't find a magazine? I would say you're probably not looking hard enough, or you can look at magazines that are maybe not exactly covering the same topic that you are or the same industry that you are, but a related one. Okay? Or what if you're looking for the media kit of a specific magazine and it's not online? It's not available online. Sometimes you have to email them, and you might even have to pretend that you're a potential advertiser in order to request their media kit. And, you know, if that's the case, it really depends on how comfortable you are with pretending that you're a potential advertiser. Hi, Rohi. Sorry, joined late. No problem. You can catch the recording. This is going to be a short video. So it's really easy. It's short because I shared something really easy. Okay, so if you liked this idea that I shared with you today, and now your mind is overflowing with topic ideas, then I invite you to go to alexisrodrigo.com/content, where you can sign up for my free PDF called 3 Unbelievably Easy Ways to Create Authority Building Content Without Writing. So this is a free PDF. I will show you the 3 types of authority building content that you can create, even if you don't want to write or have no time to write, and the specific steps to follow to create that content, including the equipment, the software, and the services that you will need to implement them, and how to leverage the content that you do create so that you will be able to create other pieces of content from it. So, you know, you create content that builds your authority without working too hard on it. What's not to like, right? So you can get this ebook right now. It's free. So, yep, just go to alexisrodrigo.com/content. All I ask is that you let me know which email address to use so I can send it to you. So if there are no questions, I'm going to let you guys go and have a good Wednesday. Thank you very much for spending these few minutes with me. I hope it has been useful. And if it has, please do share this video with your friends and your family. And I'll see you again next week. Same time, same channel. Every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here where you're watching this video right now. Check back again. Okay? Thanks very much. Goodbye. Have a good rest of the week, and I'll see you next week. Bye.